Today's program is dedicated to a panel on citizen engagement in government. Our in-studio guests are Corey Tanita, Executive Director of Common Cause Hawaii, Janet Mason, Co-Chair of the League of Women Voters, and Virginia Beck, Coordinator at the Hawaii Legislature's Public Access Room. We're asking you to call us and join in on that topic by calling 941-3689 on Oahu or 1-877-941-3689 on Neighbor Islands.
Before we jump into our discussion and take your calls, we're going to check in with reporter Sherry Bracken to talk about this weekend's false alarm.
Saturday morning's text message about an incoming ballistic missile had people looking to government for answers, answers most of us did not get for a tense 38 minutes. As we continue to gather information about what happened when, who knew it was a false alarm, and when they knew it, we're going to check in with Sherry Bracken, HPR's Hawaii Island reporter, about how emergency information flowed to the people of the Big Island. Good morning, Sherry.
Good morning, Chris. How are you doing?
I'm doing all right. I'm a lot better than I was Saturday morning. And, you know, one of the things that's interesting about Hawaii Island is that your mayor is a very experienced civil defense spokesperson. He knows how that whole system works. Did that make things different for you on Hawaii Island?
Well, I have to say, not exactly, although Harry Kim, who is our mayor and was with Hawaii County Civil Defense for many, many years,
yeah.
He was at Civil Defense within just about 5 minutes because he lives about two blocks above it. But that did not get the messages out as soon as one would have liked to know that it was a false alarm. You know, the alert was at 8:07. Harry Kim did record and send out an audio message to radio stations at 8:24, but that required that somebody be at the radio stations to load it.
Yeah.
And our Hawaii County Civil Defense has the capability to use the EAS system, the emergency alert system, so they can automatically send a message and it will automatically go on radio stations, but they did not use it on Saturday. They also sent out what they call a blackboard message, a text message at 8:36, saying it was a false alarm, but they chose not to have the police department use their Nixle system, which has a wider distribution, to send out something. So the communication here on this island was also a bit lacking.
You know, one of the things, and I think Harry Kim himself said this, one of the things that pointed out was the apparent absence of a statewide protocol that everyone, you know, puts everyone on the same page.
Absolutely. Harry has mentioned that he wants to see the state have a master plan for this kind of thing, which would allow the counties, and under that, the county agencies, to develop their own plans, and that just hasn't happened. In fact, the Hawaii County Police Department, I went to the Kona station the next morning to talk to the sergeant who had been on duty on Saturday, and they didn't really have specific protocol. One of the officers actually evacuated, went into one restaurant and told the restaurant to evacuate, but then realized that was not the right thing to do, so other restaurants weren't given that message. And although Hawaii County Police official spokesperson told me they received the official notification that it was a false alarm at 8:30, The Kona station told me they learned it was a false alarm when they heard it on the radio, meaning listening to one of our local radio stations.
Again, so, and again, yeah. Sherry, we come back to communication, timing, and apparent absence of any single system, yeah?
That is absolutely true, and that absolutely has to be fixed. You know, somebody this morning, I was talking to a reporter who's Hilo-based, and he said, my sense of all this is this has just helped people on the Big Island feel even more detached, because Oahu seem to know things sooner than the Big Island, maybe or maybe not. Some people here were very calm about this. Some were very panicky. But interestingly, many people decided that if this was real, rather than stay in a store where they could be sheltered, such as Target and Kona, which welcomed people, they made an announcement, stay, go, whatever you want to do, people got on the road because they said, we'd rather be with our family if this is true and this is the end.
And that's, of course, getting out on the road in a real emergency might be the worst possible thing you could do. So,
absolutely. I talked to a man this morning who traditionally goes to the Keaho Farmers Market on Saturday mornings, and he was going down Kamehameha 3 Road, and the traffic going up the road was jammed, and he thought, oh, there must be an accident somewhere down on Ali'i Drive. But no, it was just people who had left the Keauhou Farmers Market and were trying to go someplace, which they could not get to because the traffic was so bad.
You know, Sherry, just one final question. Going back to Harry Kim's message to the radio stations, how much of this, how much of all the confusion do you think has to do with the fact that it happened on a Saturday morning?
Actually, I think it was good it happened on a Saturday morning. If people had been taking their kids to school at that time and there'd been more traffic on the road, it would have been worse. But
got a point
the radio
there.
Station thing, all radio stations on this island are staffed during the week, but on weekends, the timing is a little more erratic. So from that standpoint, but the thing is, civil defense and the state have the capability to use the emergency broadcast system that allows them to put the message on the radio regardless of staffing or not. So it's just a matter of procedures and communication.
Good point. Thanks, as always, Sherry. A pleasure to talk to you. Thanks very much.
A pleasure talking with you, Chris. Aloha.
Sherry Bracken is Hawaii Public Radio's contributing reporter on Hawaii Island, host of the podcast Island Issues. And you can find a link to all her reporting on our website, hawaiipublicradio.org.